It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. The German car maker Audi announced last month that they would stop making manual transmission cars in the U.S. According to London's IHS Market, stick shifts represented nearly 7% of U.S. vehicle sales in 2012. This year, it estimates manuals will make up 3.5% of sales. For some, the stick shift has this romantic image, even if they would never actually drive one again. One wonders why we would hold on to something that made life more inconvenient. Brian Cooley explored Americans' relationships with manual transmissions in a piece he wrote for CNET entitled Why Americans Hate Manual Transmissions. Cooley is an editor at large for CNET. Brian, welcome to the program.
Hi, Carrie. Good morning.
Good morning. So your actual piece is entitled Why Americans Hate Manual Transmissions. And then you say in the piece that hate may be too strong a word. Is this too strong a word?
The more I think about it, it's not. As you mentioned, some car makers are giving up on manuals entirely. The market share, in the 3% range, it's going to dwindle down to about 1% by 2025. That's pretty much close to turning our back on this technology.
So what are the benefits of driving a vehicle with a manual transmission? Why do people like them?
As you mentioned, there's a certain romance to it, to be honest. There's a certain capability. It's part of the past. It's part of a heritage. It also puts you more in touch with the vehicle and gives you a more connected driving experience. Mm-hmm. It also gives you the ability to, in some cases, get out of a rut or being stuck in snow if you know how to do that. But increasingly, a lot of people don't, because maybe they don't even know anyone who drove a manual. So it's a bit of an institutional knowledge that's being lost over time, and that's also gutting some of the appeal of the manual.
So as automatic cars get easier to drive, do you hear people lamenting that our driving is getting worse because of it?
There's that idea. I don't know that we can connect that to data. It's very difficult because you have to tease out all the safety innovations from cars to say, are we having a more dangerous experience on the road because we're less attentive or not? Because we're walking away from accidents that used to kill everybody 30 years ago, but that's because of the amazing innovations in crash survival and crash prevention. So it's hard to tease it out and say, are we becoming more laid-back, lazy, dangerous drivers? But I do know that people are embracing the automatic or variants of it. There are several varieties because we're a convenience-oriented culture for the most part, and that isn't the case in every other country that is high in motoring, but that is how we approach motoring for the most part.
And this doesn't even get into the idea that automatic transmissions may be a wave of the past when we have self-driving cars.
Yeah, exactly. Self-driving cars are another area where there may be an automatic transmission or some kind of transmission, but we won't know or care.
Right, it'll be an automatic driver too. Yes.
Right. David. And the other thing about this is there also are going to be a lot of electric or electrified cars that do have a transmission technically, but it's so simple you'd barely recognize one as a driver, and many of our listeners own one right now in their plug-in hybrid or EV.
That is true. We've got a couple of calls coming in. David from Drummond, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yes.
I just think everybody needs to get back to driving a manual. There's absolutely nothing like it. My last five vehicles, and in fact, all the vehicles prior to that, my dad had driven. And, growing up on a farm, you learn a clutch on a tractor.
Right, right.
It's something that's You just can't replace with an automatic. I mean, yeah, we're letting people get in, give them the keys, they toss it in the ignition, they put it in drive and go. Where's the fun? Where's the enjoyment?
I hear you, David. I do love driving a manual transmission, but I've also been stuck in traffic, Brian, with a manual transmission. We are a unique in this country that only about 3% of people drive a manual. In other parts of the world, they're still popular. Why is that? Brian, we seem to have lost Brian. So we are taking your calls about automatic and manual transmissions. 800-642-1234. You can email us at ideas@wpr.org while we try to get Brian back. We're talking about the fact that only 3% of cars that are sold in this country are stick shifts, are manual transmissions, and Audi, for one, has decided to stop selling them in this country. But about 45% of cars worldwide are stick shifts. Kelly from Burlington, welcome to the program.
Hi. I have driven a stick shift my entire life since I learned how to drive, and have never owned a manual transmission, and would hope to never own a manual or ever own an automatic. They're far more fun to drive.
Mm-hmm.
They get better gas mileage. You have far better control, I think. And it, expert said, it makes you pay attention. It makes you stay awake and pay attention to your driving. When I drive an automatic, it's like sitting on a couch, and you don't have to hardly any pay attention at all. It makes you way too lazy.
Yeah, I hear you. Brian Cooley, we have you back here. I want you to answer this lazy question and also talk about why the rest of the world loves manual transmissions and we don't.
A lot of it has to do with cost historically. Let's look at the auto market in Brazil. It's one that I called out in my piece. It's a huge automotive market. It's a large, developed country, and they're looking at a cost of about $1,000 or so to buy a new car there with an automatic, just like us. But there's a country where the average household income is a fraction of ours, so they look at that additional cost of an automatic, and this applies in many countries. This is going on in India, for example, many of these countries that are motorizing, and it's a deal breaker to purchase a car with an automatic on a financial front. Yeah. So that's always been historical. And as the last caller mentioned, there's always been this idea that the automatic, which has been derisively called the slush box for decades, soaks up power, disengages you from driving, and results in a slower, more slovenly performing car. Two of the three are not correct anymore. Automatic transmissions are as fuel efficient, or sometimes more so, than manual transmissions, and generally they give you a faster, better performing car. It is not really correct anymore to say that an automatic is this sloppy, fuel-wasting thing. That was true in the 70s, the 80s, but starting in the 90s, the automatic started to become the more fuel-efficient, higher-performance choice. That's why companies like Ferrari don't even offer them anymore.
Earlier this year, though, Honda launched a campaign to teach people how to drive cars with manual transmissions. So why did they go that route?
I don't know. Bless their heart. Sometimes you will find that a car maker's marketing company is saying, look, here's a way to stand out and be different, appeal to a certain niche market. That may get us a bunch of buzz on Instagram or something. There is no logical explanation for a car maker. And they occasionally will do this, will show you the joy of how they still offer a manual, but then go look at their mix, and they're not spending any investment on manual transmissions. They're not making them any better to drive. A couple companies do have manual transmissions that will automatically match RPMs, so that difficult task for some people of matching RPMs to get the clutch to engage smoothly is handled by a computer. But now you're halfway to an automatic transmission again.
Mm-hmm. So as societies advance, so one of the reasons you gave for why manuals are popular in other parts of the world is cost. As societies advance, as people make more money, do you think that we're going to see manual transmissions go away completely?
Yeah, and a lot of it's going to have to do with regulation, interestingly enough. We're talking about this as being strictly a matter of choice, but the automatic transmission is starting to become a matter of regulation, and that's because if you want to achieve very tight and lofty targets for MPG being high and CO2 emissions being low, the latter of which is a very big deal in Europe, you need to control the car with a computer. You can't leave it to the whims of a driver, some of whom might be heavy-footed, some of whom might drive the drivetrain very differently. A manual lets you do that, but that doesn't work in the future. If we want to dial in these final remaining little amounts of CO2 and MPG adjustment, you have to put that in the hands of a computer, and that can only be done with an automatic. A manual transmission is not a digitally addressable device by the car's computers. And that's the big picture here of why car makers are not trying to bring the manual back and not trying to encourage us to love it. Plus, if you want to use advanced driver assist features.
Brian, I'm going to have to cut you there. Brian Cooley is an editor at large for CNET, and he wrote the recent piece, Why Americans Hate Manual Transmissions.